Hi, this is Jim Marion.
This is Anthony Meisner. Welcome to Front Range Facts. This is our Colorado portion of the show.
Yeah, we wanted to just show what Showing Time is doing as far as their trends for this month. As we've been talking about, you know, the last 6 months, showing traffic in the Western region has eclipsed the national drop that we've seen in activity. But we're starting to see a rebound, aren't we, Anthony?
Yeah, we absolutely are getting much closer. The one thing that I thought was really positive from this, because it's easy to read into the negative with 52% drop in showings, was that we're actually picking up speed every month. We're making progress, getting back closer to those numbers from before, right? Over the last couple of months, it was, abysmal. But we're finally actually seeing a rise back to maybe a more reasonable level.
I think we should have that song always, Look at the Bright Side of Life, from Life of Brian playing right now.
Exactly. All right, so here's the state of Colorado data for February. The one thing that stood out to me the most was pendings and under contracts are only down 8.7%. Keep in mind, last February, we had 3.5% interest rates. This February, we had 7% interest rates. And the fact that there are that many consumers going to market and still putting homes under contract is actually remarkable, because in Q4, we were down 30%+ with those numbers, right?
Yeah, so again, more of that trend of the rebound as we're starting to see, you know, where there are negative numbers, they're not as bad as they were. And what I think really, for me, the biggest takeaway here is look at the median sale price. You know, it's year-over-year change down negative 3.4%. Year-to-date, only down 1.9%. When you have, sold listings down 23.9%, year-to-date, or 19.6%, year-over-year.
It's a big drop.
You would think that there'd be a bigger drop in price, right? But it's because there's nothing to sell, and sellers are just sticking to their guns because not a lot of them have to sell.
They are. And the real problem here and why we don't have more sales is the home affordability index has now put us to what might be our all-time low at 53, right? 100 being baseline, where we kind of thought that was, I don't know what economists picked 100, but basically whatever economists did pick 100, that was like where America
I think like 2018-19 were kind of around that.
Exactly. So now it's half that affordable. Yeah. And the real problem is that's largely due to interest rates at this point. And so until that affordability index starts to rise back up closer to, 60, 70, 80, we're going to have a hard time here. But we do expect for that to change eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think as interest rates come back down, you're going to see that affordability index increase. If you look at the condo townhouse market, that one is going to be even more competitive than the detached market. And I think that's largely due to with price increases, you're really going to see more people being forced into a condo townhouse than you would be into a single family home. So those markets are diverging again, right? They came really close back together in 2022, and now they're going to be going back apart.
Well, and the trend, of course, in that particular product group too is, we don't really do much in the way of condos in Colorado because of the state laws that make it detrimental for those that build those. Yeah. So everyone's doing townhomes, and they're making these nice townhomes that
they are really nice.
They are. They're fantastic.
I've seen 4,000 square foot townhomes.
It increases that median sale price. So just you're getting a better quality product than the slapdash stuff that you saw back years ago. So
exactly. One thing that I think is really important to look at is we had some decreases in the single family home market, but we are up 6.7% in average sales price for the townhouse condo market. It just goes to show where all the demand is looking right now.
Yeah.
All right. So pending under contracts, Jim, this is an interesting one, right?
Yeah, it is. Pointing out. I mean, clearly, we're down with the pendings under contracts for both townhomes and single family a bit, but we're starting to kind of, normalize a bit.
Yeah. I mean, if you look back to like November, we were down 39%, then 29%, then 16%, then 8%. This is a good sign we're heading in the right direction, where that consumer confidence in the Colorado market is really coming back in a hurry. So this is a good sign. We actually could have a really good year in real estate here.
Well, I mean, if you look at the blue line of like the townhome condo marketing, look at it historically, I mean, we're really not much different than we are most other years. That's a very reliable kind of, one that bumps around.
Absolutely. So here's one for average sales price. I think the big trend with this big data long-term view on things is real estate ever a bad purchase in Colorado?
Not with a 560% increase in value since 1990.
Is that it?
Or so, yeah.
It's number two in the nation, right?
Yeah. And we were number one until Utah last year somehow beat us.
They did. They beat us out. All right. So percentage list of sale price received, we're at like a 98.5% list of sale price right now. That means when it goes active on the MLS to when it goes under contract, right? Or when it goes sold. Yeah. And what that means is there's not really a lot of room for deals here, right? No. But what it also means is No crazy bidding wars like we saw the last couple of years. I mean, look at these crazy outlandish numbers that we've never seen before. We're really just getting back into a more normalized real estate market.
Well, you know, where we are seeing seven offers on a home or whatever, you know, it's a very muted response to kind of how it was in the past.
Instead of it being 200,000 over asking price.
You know, if people are throwing maybe 20 grand over, it's you know, for that mid-priced home, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Yeah. I think the big thing is with the inventory shortage, buyers just don't have that much room to negotiate, but they also are not willing to like throw the farm at.
And you're seeing a lot of like people get encouraged by the showing activity volume. You know, there's a lot of people coming in because there's just not a lot for sale. So they're less, you know, likely to then take a lowball offer because they're like, I'll just wait another week. You know, there seems to be good traffic.
Exactly. All right. So days on market until sale. This is finally getting back to more normal numbers. I mean, the last 2 years has been lightning fast markets, right? But here we are back to the point where we're at like 65 days for detached or 56 days for the townhome condo market. And we're finally into some,
you know,
least tolerable level.
It's way healthier. You know, in a lot of cases, if you really want to see a property twice before making an offer, you kind of have that luxury of being able to do so. Not in all cases, but, you know, it gives you more breathing room and you ability to think a little bit more about it, not feel as rushed and do your due diligence.
Absolutely. So this is a really good sign for buyers. Yeah. And sellers just need to understand that this isn't a bad thing, right? This is just something we need to be aware of and at least be expecting, right?
Yeah.
All right, so inventory of active listings, we're still at one of the most record low inventory levels. Townhouses are at the second year low, even worse than they were in 21. And then the detached single family homes are only at 9,000 total units, which would be the third lowest on record ever, right? We would really like to see these numbers somewhere around that 20 to 30,000 mark for a balanced market, right?
Yeah.
Where buyer and seller are on even footing. And here we are at 9,000.
Yeah, it's quite a bit lower. And I think that's important really to look at that historical nature of it, just to give a sense of, you know, yes, it's, you know, not as easy to sell as it was a year ago, but it's just healthier for everybody to not have that insanity that we saw.
Yeah, I mean, when you see a number like 56% rise in inventory, like that's a scary sounding number. But when we look at it from a historical perspective, we're finally getting closer to reality.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today. This is Front Range Facts, and I'm Anthony Meisner with Land Title. You can always reach me at 303-968-9868.
And I'm Jim Marion, Realtor here at Coldwell Banker. You can call me at 303-548-0243 or shoot me an email at jim@ourcoloradohomes.com.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast or look at our other podcasts, from National Update or Local Updates. Thank you.